Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The excitement of your first love. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love. Revelation 2:4. Love is more than a feeling of exhilaration in the presence of another. Rather, love is a commitment that grows deeper with the years. In the case of the Ephesian church, the excitement of first love for God had faded into meaningless ritual, motions without enthusiasm, works without warmth. G. Campbell Morgan illustrates the problem of losing your first love for God with this story. Walk with G. Campbell Morgan, an English Bible teacher who traveled extensively in the late 1800s to early 1900s. A friend of mine had a daughter whom he dearly loved. They were great friends. One day, his birthday came, and in the morning of that day, she came into his room with her face wreathed in smiles and said, "Father, I have brought you a present." She handed him a box in which he found an exquisitely decorated pair of slippers. He said, "Darling, it was very good of you to buy these for me." "Oh, Father," she said, "I did not buy them. I have made them for you." Then looking at her, he said, "Oh, now I understand. Is this what you have been doing for the last 3 months?" She replied, "Yes, Father, but how did you know how long I had been working on them?" He said, "Because for 3 months I have not had your company. You have been too busy. My darling, I like these slippers very much, but next time, buy the slippers and let me have your company. I would rather have my child than anything she can make for me." Today's New Testament reading is Revelation chapter 2, verses 1 through 11.
Revelation 2. To the angel of the church in Ephesus, write, "These are the words of him who holds the 7 stars in his right hand and walks among the 7 golden lampstands. I know your deeds, your hard work, and your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked people, that you have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not, and have found them false. You have persevered and have endured hardships for my name and have not grown weary. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken the love you had at first. Consider how far you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. But you have this in your favor. You hate the practices of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. To the angel of the church in Smyrna, write, "These are the words of him who is the first and the last, who died and came to life again. I know your afflictions and your poverty, yet you are rich. I know about the slander of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful, even to the point of death, and I will give you life as your victor's crown. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. The one who is victorious will not be hurt at all by the second death."
Father, I find it so much easier today to work for you than to walk with you. Restore to me the freshness and vitality of first love. Let me sense your touch again in my life. In place of my meager labors, I offer you the one thing you desire most. Myself. In the name of the one who gave himself in love, amen.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.